His father appeared to derive satisfaction when Thomas, calling at his office on his way home from school, sat and listened about ships and warehouses and banking partners and insurance schemes, and then later remembered what he had been told. Even distant cousins came to believe that while Heinrich was dreamy and rebellious like his mother and was to be found reading books, young Thomas, alert and grave in his demeanour, was the one who would take the family firm into the next century. As the girls grew older, all the children would gather in their mother's dressing room if their father had left for his club or for some meeting, and Julia would resume her stories about Brazil, telling of the whiteness of the clothes the people wore there, the amount of washing that was done so that everyone looked special and beautiful, the men as well as the women, the black people as well as the white. "It was not like Lübeck," she said. "No one saw any need to be solemn. There were no Frau Overbecks pursing their lips, no families like the Eskuchens in perpetual mourning. In Parité, if you saw three people, then one was talking and the other two were laughing, and they were all in white."
"Were they laughing at a joke?" Heinrich asked.
"Just laughing, that's what they did."
"But laughing at what?"
"Darling, I don't know, but that is what they did. Sometimes at night I can hear that laughter still, it comes in on the wind."
"Can we go to Brazil?" Lula asked.
"I don't think your father wants you to go to Brazil," Julia said.
"But when we are older?" Heinrich asked.
"We can never tell what will happen when we are older," she said.
"Perhaps you will be able to go anywhere then."
"Anywhere."
"I would like to stay in Lübeck," Thomas said.
"Your father will be happy to hear that," Julia replied.